And welcome back to Over Coffee. In his new novel, Coven of Wolves, author Peter Sines creates a believable epic fantasy world in which it's really easy to get immersed very quickly. And this weekend, he's going to give you the chance to experience that world for yourself. Like Veronica Reyes, whom you heard earlier today, Peter is also going to be reading from his work at the Author's Lounge during San Gabriel Valley Pride's 2013 Pride Festival. Date on that Saturday, September 28th, this Saturday, and he's going to get listeners acquainted with his characters, their challenges, and he's probably going to get you hooked because he's writing the first book, or he has written the first book of a trilogy. Peter talked about what went into creating that first book, Coven of Wolves. Peter, how'd you first get interested in writing in general and this particular genre, fantasy in particular?
Growing up, I've always been a very big fan of specific authors, and Roald Dahl was really big on my list as a kid. I used to read a lot of his stories, from like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to The Witches. Then that even led into some of the more imaginative poetry authors, such as Shel Silverstein. As a kid, that was a really big person on my list. And just my own interest on the side that I would delve into, like movies and comic books, and the fantasy genre just kind of grew out of that area.
And how did you start to write your own fantasy genre books and stories?
Well, I've always doodled with just different stories over the years since I've been a kid. And it actually wasn't until a few years ago where I had a conversation with some friends on the computer. And they were all big fans of literature and, you know, dabbled themselves. And we decided, well, let's just try to get together and put a book out with just short stories. And that ended up becoming my first book, which was called Queer Tales, Fantasy Anthology. It was me and five other writers, and that was our first venue into the publishing world.
And that short story, was that the seed of the current book, Coven of Wolves?
Yes, actually, the inspiration for that story came to me so quickly, I was able to just put it down very quickly. And the other writers weren't quite ready with their stories yet, so what I ended up doing was just running with it even further, and the short story for that book ended up becoming chapter one of my first full novel, which is Coven of Wolves.
From there, from writing that short story, tell me the story of writing your novel. What happened next as you were creating Devin and his world?
I had an idea in my head initially just for the first short story, which is just introduce this fantastic character and someone that I would be interested in reading about from someone else. And basically it's about a person who was in a witch coven, and as opposed to like everyday witches, they are actually magical witches, more in the line of like Harry Potter. But in that world, he really wasn't happy with the group of people he was set up with, so he wanted to leave, which was a big no-no in that world. So he ended up being a person on the run. And that was pretty much what that short story started off as. And as I decided I wanted to develop that story a little bit further, I decided I wanted to incorporate a little bit more of the supernatural world. And so he ended up being on the run and running into other groups such as like witch kidnappers and werewolves. And it kind of got in his way as far as trying to, you know, find peace in the world.
And in the process, it looks as if you've had a lot of fun as a writer. You incorporate some intriguing characters, and I love Ms. Whiskers. Would you tell me a little bit about her?
So in my world, very powerful witches are able to develop their own familiar, which is a part of their soul that becomes animated and becomes their own like helper and enhances them. And only special, powerful witches are able to achieve that level. And once you do, you're so powerful that you begin to be able to communicate with everyday animals. And my character, Devin Marshall, when he initially goes on the run, he runs into this kitty cat who ends up becoming really sweet and smitten with him. And to her, he's just this magical being with a lot of sparkles. So they're both fascinated with each other in some respects. And she ends up tagging along with him along with the adventure. And right now I'm working on book two, and Miss Whiskers definitely will be making a return appearance.
I had to laugh when I realized that she was talking about cats as, quote, the pretty ones, as in pretty kitty.
As opposed to the dogs, which are the bitey ones.
You talked about familiars. Devin winds up with a familiar of his own. Would you tell me a little bit about Fenris?
Fenris is a part of his soul made animated. Each witch can either become just a follower of nature or can become a follower of a specific deity. So he was in a bind, and his deity granted him access to a familiar to help him survive the ordeal. And that ended up becoming a wolf-type animal named Fenris. And so Fenris and my main character can speak mentally to each other, and they're very intuitive with the environment around them when they're together. And he's basically a best friend and a bodyguard in one.
There are a lot of great scenes with them, too. How does Devin grow and change as he's on what amounts to a journey with Fenris and with a boyfriend who becomes very important to him, Tobias?
Well, in the beginning, Devin is on the run and only really looking out for himself. He just wants to get away from everything and just to find peace, and really doesn't really want to be part of anything and just find himself. And instead of that happening, as what happens usually in life, life throws a curveball at you. So not only is he now just trying to find peace for himself, he now has this magical familiar that he wants to take care of, and then develops friends along the way and even a boyfriend, and they don't want to see him hurt. So they are very insistent they're going to be part of his world, whether he likes it or not. So he learns how to open himself up and not just think about himself throughout the book.
I really like what you've done with the love story, too, between Tobias and Devin, because it's very matter-of-fact. It's a core element of the story, but it's not the whole story. How'd you make these choices?
I wanted my book to have definitely not only just gay characters, but gay characters who are not just window features. They actually do have romance, and they do have a love story, but I didn't want it to be overly graphic. So whenever I had the relationship between Tobias and Devin develop, I wanted it to be a little bit more organic. It didn't just come out of nowhere. You find out that Tobias has had this distant crush on Devin for quite a while, and it's over time developed into love. And so Devin is trying to come to understand exactly what that means. And by the end of the book, I think he does, and they become, you know, the couple of the book.
And you give them a really nice moment. They sound almost like a married couple, because at one point Tobias gets really angry at Devin because he put himself in danger. And Devin says something like, oh, I know that discussion isn't over.
Yeah, I think in gay world and straight world, people in a relationship, they always have a strong love connection, and they also have, you know, a love-hate relationship too. And it's at varying degrees. And with them, I think they're basically coming to understand each other a lot better and understanding what's at stake and not wanting to put themselves in front of what could be.
You and I are listening to author Peter Sines, who's going to be reading from his new fantasy novel, Coven of Wolves, in the Author's Lounge of San Gabriel Valley's Pride's Pride Festival this weekend. I should mention that the Pride Festival is a free event. Everybody is welcome. It's themed, Pride Is. It's going to be happening in Pasadena's Memorial Park on North Raymond Avenue near Holly. And Peter is going to be reading at 4 o'clock in the Author's Lounge. They'll have authors reading there all day. Just ahead on Over Coffee, Peter talks about the choices he made in creating some of his main characters. That's next here on LanserRadio.org.